The shooting in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people were killed, has reignited the national conversation on gun laws. Here's Vice President Kamala Harris on CBS This Morning.
It is time for Congress to act and stop with the false choices. This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. It's simply about saying we need reasonable gun safety laws. There is no reason why we have assault weapons on the streets of a civil society. They are weapons of war. They are designed to kill a lot of people quickly.
Let's bring in Ben Marcus with Colorado Public Radio. He's been covering the shooting there in Colorado. And Ben, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what we know today. What have you heard, if anything, about what motivated this accused shooter?
We still frustratingly don't have those details. We have been spending a lot of time reporting on the suspect, though. His name is Ahmaud Alyssa, according to authorities. He's 21 years old. According to Colorado arrest records that we have, he was born in Syria, but he is a U.S. citizen, went to high school here in Colorado in a neighboring suburb to Boulder called Arvada. He was on the wrestling team there, and people we spoke to who knew him from those wrestling days said that one of the defining features of him was that he was prone to angry outbursts. One person described it as an anger management problem, but he could usually be talked down. We did find an arrest record from November of 2017. Where he assaulted a high school classmate, walked across the classroom apparently unprovoked, and then started punching on this classmate. He was sentenced to 1 year probation and anger management classes.
Colorado is now in a state of mourning. I mean, the country is, but can you tell us more about what we've learned about the victims?
Well, it appears to be random at this point. We're not sure what motivated the attack, if he targeted this King Soopers, if he knew people there. King Soopers is all over the Colorado metro, Denver metro area here in Colorado. And so why he picked one 15 miles from his home is still a mystery. We know the victims range in age from 20 to 65 years old, people who worked there, people who were there getting groceries. Again, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. And we're back into this cycle of trying to search for answers while also playing up the lives of the people who were lost.
Ben, let's talk about guns for a moment. We heard Vice President Kamala Harris. We've also heard from your senator, John Hickenlooper, who called on Congress to pass new legislation. What do we know about the gun used in this case?
So this is interesting. It appears to be a Ruger AR-556 pistol variant. It looks so much like an AR-15 assault rifle that the police, when they initially cataloged the suspect's belongings, they called it a possible AR-15. I've never seen anything like this. It's a pistol, but with a brace that's added to it and scope. It looks a lot like an assault rifle. It's described by some reviewers on YouTube as an entry-level or budget-priced assault weapon. The date of the purchase is also interesting. He bought it the same day that there was a shooting rampage in Georgia where 8 people died in spas around the Atlanta metro area. We're not sure if that's a coincidence, but that appears to line up.
Authorities have been giving these press briefings. Have they told you when they'll be able to have another one to give updates on the investigation?
Yeah, they say they're going to have another update later this afternoon, and the updates have been frustrating. We just don't have much information about what's going on. They even delayed telling us how many people were actually killed initially, even though they knew that. And so there's always delays. We've covered a lot of these mass shootings now. It's always frustrating, but this is a little bit more opaque and mysterious than usual.
You mentioned that you've covered several of these on a personal level. How are you dealing with this? You've covered many of them.
Well, you learn to compartmentalize. When I got into journalism, I didn't think I would be covering so many mass shootings. When I got to Colorado, editors talked about Columbine. For me, the big mass shooting was the Aurora Theater shooting in 2012, the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado Springs a year or so later. Several school shootings, the Arapahoe school shooting, the STEM school shooting in Highlands Ranch, and now the Boulder school this Boulder supermarket shooting. We come to define our careers to some degree in journalism by mass shootings now. Different generations of reporters come in and have a different large-scale mass shooting tragedy to cover. And so we're becoming pretty practiced at this, unfortunately.
Ben Marcus is with Colorado Public Radio. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you for having me.